talk about on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Hello there, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Tuesday on the Talk About programme with me, Deirdre Walsh. I'll be keeping you company over the next hour and a half here on Radio Kerry. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if we reached a situation in Ireland where nobody was ever killed in a road accident? Now, you might say to yourself, that sounds pretty impossible, definitely unattainable. But is it really? Well, I've been doing a little bit of research into this. It's a subject that I'm quite interested in. And I was looking back over road accident and road death statistics in Ireland going back over the years. Now, the worst year we ever had was 1978. Some of you listening this afternoon probably weren't even alive. And back in 1978, we lost 628 people on Irish roads through accidents. And if you fast forward to the most recent year that we have stats for, which is last year, 2021, that figure was down to 137. Now, that is pretty impressive that it has decreased by that much over the space of those years since records began. But of course, we would like to get it down much, much lower than that. And it might surprise you to hear that in one country in particular, and that is Finland, the number of people who die on the roads every year in road accidents is extremely low. So low, in fact, that they went for the whole of one entire calendar year in the city of Helsinki, which is a large city with a big population, where nobody died in a road accident. Imagine that. And wouldn't it be amazing in this country if we could reach levels like that? Well, you're probably saying to yourself, that sounds pretty impossible or unattainable. But when you look at what they do in Finland and the very unique and different approach they have to road safety, you might think again. Now, the reason we're talking about Finland at all is that yesterday I came across on Twitter an article that was tweeted by Sunday Independent motoring columnist Geraldine Herbert. And Geraldine tweeted an article that she found online that outlined what exactly it is they do in Finland and have been doing in Finland over a number of years that keeps their road deaths so low. I thought it would be interesting to talk to Geraldine about this and to examine the Finland model and see what we could learn from it. At the outset, when I spoke to Geraldine earlier, I asked her, why did she decide to share that article online?
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting because when we think of Finland, I mean, it has a very harsh climate. It's dark for so many months of the year. It has snow. It has all of these things that you'd imagine make its roads very dangerous. And yet, it's a very, very safe country to drive in. And in stark contrast to the States, now, the article was written by a guy from the States who was saying in America, they have very, very poor road safety and they have a very poor record. So in comparison to the States, Finland is completely different. But it's just very interesting how they approached it more than anything else. And as I said, they've had some astonishing results, and in the likes of Helsinki, they've actually had, I think, for 2 years in a row now, no deaths on the road in that city, which is a fairly astounding statistic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm wondering to myself, because we've had pretty bad years here in Ireland, it's gone up and down, but we still have so many deaths, it's always in the hundreds every year. What do you think we could learn from Finland?
Yeah, in fairness now, we have been on a good trajectory and we have been reducing road deaths. Unfortunately, they've gone up quite considerably this year. They're up even on 2019 and on 2021, which is not good. But I think with the big thing about the Scandinavian countries, particularly the likes of Sweden, is the Vision Zero approach. Now, we have introduced this and our aim is that a 50% reduction in road deaths by 2030, and I think to eliminate them all by 2050 is the very ambitious target. But the thing about Vision Zero is it accepts the fact that people make mistakes, and therefore it tries to design roads and everything around them that if they do make mistakes, that you minimise the damage that can be done. So, for instance, in situations where you have cyclists, pedestrians and cars all sharing a road space, you need to reduce speed. So you ensure that if there are mistakes made, particularly by cars, they don't do unnecessary damage. Then when you have roads where you don't have cyclists and pedestrians like motorways, you can increase speed. So it's all about trying to design out risk more than anything. And it's a very different approach from what I suppose we've had in terms of road safety for decades.
Yeah, and a couple of things that I found interesting. One was that they have narrower lanes for cars in Finland and in Helsinki. The thinking being that the wider the road, the more you're likely to speed. So if it's a narrower road you have to drive on, you're automatically going to slow down. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, there's things like that that are really interesting, because it's not just saying, right, there's the speed limit, you have to obey it. It's making it easier to do the right thing. And I think that's the whole difference about it. You know, so it's a combination and an approach. And it's not just, as I said, enforcement. It's not speed limits. It's road design comes into it, a big thing. So this kind of approach doesn't exonerate the driver, but it does, you know, try and make it easier for them, as I said, to comply with the law.
And the other thing I found fascinating was, if you're fined for breaking the speed limit over there, the fine you pay is directly proportionate to your income. And there was an example of a big, I think it was a woman actually, who was a big executive with Nokia, the phone company. And she ended up paying a massive figure for speeding. Or actually, no, it was a motorcyclist. I'm sorry, but this person was a big executive with Nokia on a big salary, and they ended up paying a massive fine because it was a proportion of their salary. So that, I mean, that's really out there, isn't it? That's a really different approach.
Oh, that is completely. I think Finland's actually the only country that does that, because, I mean, if you start to do that, you can imagine, you know, how quick you could bankrupt yourself with fines. But yeah, that Nokia employee, I think it was 116,000 or something she was fined. It was like a horrific amount of money. But even so, I mean, even in the likes of Helsinki, they have 35 speed cameras. And if you're 20 kilometres over the speed limit, now remember the speed limit would be 30 kilometres. So if you were caught doing 50, you'll automatically get a fine of €200. So that's not in, you know, that's not small. So that would definitely make you think twice. And I know from somebody, like, I've driven in Helsinki quite a few times, nobody breaks the speed limit as a result. They're really, really conscious of it.
Yeah, because if it hits you in your pocket, you're not going to do it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But as I said, it's not just enforcement. Like, there's a range of ways that they approach speeding and they approach road design in Finland, which I think is really refreshing. This whole idea that, you know, you design around these things rather than just put in a speed limit and expect people to obey it.
Yeah, exactly. And they're very meticulous about investigating road crashes over there as well. I mean, I know people can be brought to court here for dangerous driving or driving without due care and that, and you know, as a result of a road fatality. But like, a whole team of people are brought in to examine a serious road accident in Finland, and then they go to great pains to draw conclusions and find out what lessons can be learned from each fatal accident.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. And they've been doing this, I think, for about 5 decades at this stage. And they investigated similar to what you'd imagine, you know, a plane crash is investigated. It's that level of detail. And what's really interesting as well is that it often leads to policy changes. So they might, you know, adjust the road design, or they might, you know, change the traffic lights, or they might. So, you know, they do see that there is a road problem, or there's that. So they look at all of the things that contributed to the crash, not just the person behind the wheel. So it's a really interesting way of approaching it. And it's just fascinating that they actually, you know, change things because of it.
Is there anything, Ger, from that report about what happens in Finland that you think could be adapted to Ireland if the will was there and the money was there?
Look, I think, you know, we do need political will and leadership, and so. But I think what we need to do is we need to move away from that idea that road deaths are not an inevitable consequence of any road system. Like, they're predictable and they're preventable. I think that's the big thing about the Swedish approach and the Finnish, you know, the Scandinavian approach, is that we shouldn't just accept, traffic accidents, as we used to call them, will happen. They are preventable, and that's what we need to be working towards. It's not just some sort of utopian idea that we can actually have a road system that protects people, and, you know, that we just simply don't have accidents and crashes. And I think that's the key message from the Finland approach, is that these things are preventable, and that's what we should be aiming for.
Yeah, and it can be done, because, as you mentioned already, they went a whole year in Helsinki without, I mean, that's a big city, a whole year without a road fatality, and I think the following year there was only 2, so it is achievable.
Yeah, and Oslo do the same. So, I mean, you can do that in cities. And, I mean, that's the start off there. I know, like, the majority of our road deaths, unfortunately, are on rural roads. you know, they require a whole different strategy. Again, it comes down to speed limits on those as well. But I mean, it, like that, if we even just started with cities and we could have a city in Ireland and say, like, there was no road deaths this year, that would be an amazing achievement. And as you say, it is achievable.
It is, absolutely. And anyway, look, it's food for thought coming into the winter season when we're all going to be trying to slow down a bit and take more care on the roads. Listen, Ger, thank you for sharing that article. I found it absolutely fascinating. And thank you for joining us on the programme.
Thanks, Deirdre.
That is Geraldine Herbert there, who is motoring correspondent with the Sunday Independent, talking about how they deal with the issue of road accidents and road fatalities in Finland. And while I was playing that audio there, I just had a look online and did a bit of Googling. There is more than 1.3 million people living in the city of Helsinki, and they went for a whole year without a single road fatality in the city. That's pretty remarkable, I think. So just to recap on some of the things they do in Finland and how they've managed that impressive record: narrower lanes for traffic so that cars don't have the room to travel quickly. They have a lot more pedestrians and cyclists, so there's a culture of using public transport or walking around or cycling around rather than using your car. Bigger fines if you are caught speeding, fines that would be a proportion of your income. So that would be a big deterrent for anyone who has a decent salary if you're going to be fined a portion of your income to punish you for speeding. Those are just some of the things they have tried and proven to be successful in Finland. And I think most of all, the forensic way they examine the cause of every fatal road accident and what they take from those accidents and what they learn and apply to future planning of roads and rules and regulations and all of that. It's very, very interesting, and I think we might all learn something from what they do in Finland.